This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One.
I'm your host, travel correspondent Tom Wilmer, reporting from the Republic of Palau in Micronesia. Come along and join us as we visit with Dermot Keane, the founder of the world's first shark sanctuary. Dermot Keane, the managing director at Sam's Tours, and I understand you're also the Shark Man.
I've been called the Shark Man, and the reason that is I founded an organization in 2001 called Palau Shark Sanctuary, whose vision and mission it was to have our EEZ declared a shark sanctuary.
EEZ?
The Exclusive Economic Zone. In 2009, President Taribbiang of Palau made that declaration before the General Assembly of the United Nations in New York, making Palau the world's first shark sanctuary.
Oh, wow. And tell us the details. What is a shark sanctuary, and do the sharks know about this?
Well, I hope the sharks know about it, but the sanctuary just provides protection for sharks. We have very, very strong shark protection laws. It's against the law to capture sharks, to feed sharks, to take shark fins, which is the big problem, and that's what...
Finning is the biggest issue, then.
Yeah, finning, where they just capture the shark, cut the fins off, and then toss the shark away. It's just an absolute waste of the resource. And also, you know, sharks take a long time to reproduce. And so when we capture them and kill them in that kind of volume, it really endangers the entire species.
What sort of processes do you go to education, public awareness to the guys that are out there doing that? How do they get the message?
It's hard to really get the message out to the actual perpetrators. What we really have to do is educate the public and try to end the demand for shark fins and shark fin soup. That's really where our work is right now.
And that's the Asian market primarily? Is that where the drive comes from?
Absolutely. And it's not just within Asia. It's the Asian market around the world. Absolutely, that's where the demand is at this point.
Tell us a little bit more about the specifics of what you do day in, day out in the world of the sanctuary.
You know, the first order of business was to get Palau to make the declaration, and that's been done since 2009. The president and his whole action has inspired others to take action also. So on the grand scheme of things, at the international level, others are following suit. We've had Rajampat, Honduras, the Maldives, and others declare their own shark sanctuaries. Most recently, the leaders of the Pacific Islands in this region, including Marshall Islands and FSM, Federated States of Micronesia, they have signed an agreement, and they're looking to expand the shark sanctuary to all of Micronesia. And then for me, my job every day is just spreading the word, connecting people, and trying to bring about change each and every day. I kind of describe it like pixels in a picture. Each little piece is maybe not recognizable, but when you put it all together, the picture comes to life.
I understand that when scuba divers and snorkelers come down here and, for example, go out with Sam's Tours, that you can get an up-close and personal experience with the sharks.
One of the things Palau is known for is big animals in the diving world. Divers who've been diving for a long time would certainly know about Palau, and a reputation is for large pelagic creatures, and sharks are number one. We joke about it all the time. When we're diving, we say wall on the right and sharks on the left. People ask the question all the time, is why are sharks so important? I'm not a marine scientist, but what I do understand is, you know, sharks are an apex predator. They're very, very top of the food chain. They're also, they take a long, long time to reproduce. So when we disturb the food chain, when we disturb the ecosystem, we don't really know what the overall impact is. But specifically with respect to sharks, if we continue to slaughter sharks in the numbers that we're doing, they are not able to reproduce fast enough to recover. That's the real danger at this point.
Dermot, tell us about Sam's Tours and what somebody could do and see.
We're a PADI 5-star facility. We also operate Planet Blue Sea Kayak Tours. And our whole mission is to make sure that when you come to Palau, you really get to explore what makes Palau very, very special, whether it's above the water or below the water. We try to offer full service experience for our guests, and we want to make sure when they leave that they want to come back and they want to tell others to come back.
That would include PADI certification as an open water certificate, correct?
We offer a full range of PADI certifications. In fact, most recently we had a program called Kids Sea Camp. We provide PADI instruction for children of all ages, from 4 on up to adults.
Tell us a little bit more about it. That sounds great.
Yeah, Kids Sea Camp is a program that was created by a lady called Margot Payton. It runs in several countries. She is a member of the Women's Scuba Diving Hall of Fame. She's gotten some, I think, 2 Emmys for the educational content of the program, but it's targeted at families that like to dive. And the whole idea is to create an educational program where, you know, families can come together, can dive together. Those who are not yet introduced to diving learn how to dive. In the evenings, we have all kinds of programs to further their education of the marine environment, whether it's painting, lectures, coral feeding.
How long is the typical stay and involvement?
The camp is a one-week program. If you just Google Kids Sea Camp, you'll find it. Last year, we had about 50 families come down here.
Love it. Okay. Dermot, this has been great. Sam's Tours.
Log on to samstours.com. Everything you need to know about Palau, how to get here, all the assistance that you need. We can book airfare, hotels, diving, and other tours.
Dermot, thanks again. This has been great.
Thank you very much.
We've been speaking with Dermot Keane, Managing Director at Sam's Tours in Palau.
I'm your host, travel correspondent Tom Wilmer. Right now we're in the Republic of Palau. Come along and join us aboard a Sam's Tour dive boat en route to the legendary Blue Hole dive spot. We'll be diving down to 85 feet to see some of the most incredible underwater marine sights in the planet Earth. Join us as we visit with dive master Richard Bondon, followed by dive master Sixay Markova. Then we'll visit with Matthew Poole, who's not only a dive master, but a noted author and travel journalist.
My name is Richard Bondon. We're going to the Blue Holes today, which is one of the most famous dive sites in the world.
Cousteau, didn't he rate that one of the top dive spots of the world?
That's the Blue Corner, but yeah, that's one of the ones. They actually side by side, so yeah, he did rate that one of the best, I believe.
Obviously, diving is one of the top attractions here in Palau.
Yeah, 100%. I think nearly everyone here comes just for the diving and the Rock Island tours. Mm-hmm. It's consistently, let's say, one of the top 10 in the world for diving, so yeah.
I assume that's what brought you here.
Yeah, of course. When I was doing my open water, you always hear stories of Palau and, you know, the famous places, and then lucky enough to be able to get a chance, and I've been here 5 years.
Pretty nice day here. It's typically this beautiful and tranquil.
Yeah.
My name is Sixay Markungay, and I work at Sam's Tours.
So tell me, how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this for almost 14 years. Mm-hmm. About 4,000 plus dives I've done.
And I imagine by the smile on your face that it's as fun today as it was 14 years ago.
Yes, definitely.
So you're getting paid to have fun, you know that, don't you?
Yeah, getting paid to have fun. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Minor details. So what is the most touching part of what you do? What touches your soul the most?
When the guests are smiling and happy, that would make my day.
And how about when you're underwater, what is the most incredible part of being down there?
I like it when it's nice and quiet and see all the creatures, fish.
And how about like when the giant stingrays come by? That's special for you?
Yeah, that's one of the highlights of the dive. Mm-hmm. Manta rays and sharks. Stingray, you got everything, like the last dive.
Did you grow up on Palau and Koror?
Yes, I was born and raised in Koror, Palau. Sixay at samsters.com.
Right. Well, thank you so much. This is great.
Welcome.
My name is Matthew Poole, a freelance travel writer. I write the Fromer's Guides to California. I'm also the president and founder of localgetaways.com. I am here in Palau because it's the one place I've wanted to go my entire life ever since I started diving when I was 18 years old. The sine qua non of diving locations in the world. And I dropped everything, my business, everything, for any chance to get here.
So you're...
It's exceeded my expectations beyond my wildest dreams. One dive was better than all the dives combined in my entire career of the amount of fish I've seen and the experience and the drift dive.
And you've been to some incredible world-famous dive spots.
I've taught diving in Thailand, to dive master in Maui. I've dove a lot of places around the world, but nothing compared to this. It was the single best dive I'd have been on yesterday, and I'm about to go on another one, and I'm hoping even surpasses this one.
Wow, how do you top that one?
Good question. I have no idea how you top it. At one point, we're hanging over the edge of an underwater cliff with the water surging over us, and the dive master actually gave us clips, hooked them onto the rocks, tied them to our belts, and we floated in the air with our hands and fins free like we were soaring over a Grand Canyon. It was a surreal experience. Never knew about that. One thing I definitely point one again, and everyone who thinks they can't dive or afraid of diving, you're wrong, you can do it. Anyone who does dive, you have to come to Palau. You have to do it. And this is one of the great places to actually get certified. You can do all your pool and bookwork at home. There's probably a dive center within 50 miles of where you live. Get all the bookwork done, then come over here for your final checkout dives. And then at the end of your last dive, after 4 dives in 2 days, you're a certified diver for the rest of your life. And I couldn't imagine a better place than Palau to get that done.
And like you said, just remember to keep breathing.
Yes, just keep breathing. I'm a dive instructor. You know, the number one rule is just keep breathing and you'll be just fine.
Love it. We've been speaking with Matthew Poole in Palau, Micronesia. This is your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting for National Public Radio Affiliates, KCBX serving San Luis Obispo, KSBX serving Santa Barbara County, and KNBX serving Southern Monterey County. Thanks again, Matt.
Oh, happy to be here. Thank you, Tom.
On the rainbow, bluebirds fly, and the dreams that you dream of, dreams really do.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway. With a focus on rural communities such as Leaper's Fork, not far from Nashville, the Big Backyard journey traverses through Tennessee's southwest quarter down into Alabama's legendary Shoals region, the mothership of American music. The featured rural community's common thread is historic architecture and a timeless, charming small-town atmosphere, some with a river running through it. The diverse attractions of the featured communities include the amazing Elephant Sanctuary in Hohenwald, where retired circus elephants come to retire in peace, and iconic destinations like Northern Alabama's Shoals region, where you'll find one of America's most iconic Frank Lloyd Wright homes and two of America's legendary recording studios that have been etching American soundtracks since the early 1960s. For example, Muscle Shoals Sound Studios in Sheffield, Alabama, opened in 1969, instantly started marking up the charts with number one hits by recording artists like the Rolling Stones, Willie Nelson, Wilson Pickett, Linda Ronstadt, Rod Stewart, and Paul Simon. Nashville's Big Backyard's ardent promoters include Mike Wolf, host of History Channel's American Pickers TV series, who provides a surgical contextual lens focused on Nashville's Big Backyard's diverse initiatives, and Liz McLaurin, president of the Land Trust for Tennessee, an equally passionate supporter of Nashville's Big Backyard's greater good elements through the Land Trust preservation initiatives. To learn more about the program, log on to nashvillesbigbackyard.org.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.
I'll be turning 33 next Friday morning. Friday morning 15 years ago, my grandfather called me to his bedside, and he told me there was something I should know. He said, don't stray too far from the land, boy. The land will one day set you free. When the cities all are dying, the folks up there crying, the land will save you, wait and see. So I loaded up my car
I'd move to Denver to work a job and chase big city dreams. But I never found the life I really wanted till I came back home to Leaper's Fork, Tennessee. He said, don't stray too far from the land, boy. The land will one day set you free. When the cities all are dying, the folks up there are crying, the land will save you, wait and see. It didn't hit me quite as hard then as those words come through today, but in the chaos all around me, I can still hear Grandpa say, don't stray too far from the land, boy. The land will one day set you free. When the cities all are dying, the folks up there are crying, the land will save you, wait and see.